As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
What did it take to survive an ancient siege?
Why was the cult of Dionysus behind so many slave revolts in ancient Rome?
What's the tragic history and mythology behind Japan's most haunted ancient forest?
We're Jen.
And Jenny.
From Ancient History Fangirl. Join us to explore ancient history and mythology from a fun, sometimes tipsy perspective.
Find us at ancienthistoryfangirl.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Pax Britannica, the Scottish Revolution interview series introduction. Welcome to Pax Britannica. I'm your host, Samuel Hume. As I'm sure you've worked out from the title, this is a special episode to announce the start of the Scottish Revolution interview series. Over the last few weeks, I've spoken to several brilliant historians, specialists on the Scottish Crisis, the Bishops' Wars, the Wars of the Three Kingdoms, the Commonwealth, and the Scottish Revolution, though as this series will show, that term is debated. Each week, an interview with a historian on their area of expertise will be published on the Pax Britannica feed, with the aim being to bring that particular aspect of the Scottish Revolution to listeners. This series grew out of a humble Twitter poll in the summer of 2020. That poll was only intended to get opinions for an episode title, but it sparked a debate whether there was such a thing as a Scottish Revolution during the reign of Charles I. The debate was fascinating, and it showed me how vibrant the field was. Fast forward to winter, and almost by accident, I'd invited several experts on the Scottish Revolution to be interviewed in the new year. I had the seeds of an interview series, and thanks to Wesley of the History of the Second World War podcast, I had an example of one in the form of his Spanish Civil War interview series. More invitations went out, and this project took form. I originally planned for this series to have a fixed number of participants over a set number of episodes. However, for everyone I interviewed, I found another three people I'd like to speak with. That, combined with scheduling difficulties, which is what I get for trying to organise something like this during the busiest time of the academic year, means that this interview series will instead be open-ended. Once the originally planned interviews are published, subsequent interviews will be posted as soon as they become available. With that in mind, anyone wanting to take part can reach me by email at podbritannica@gmail.com. I'm particularly eager to speak with PhD students, ECRs, and independent scholars. I'd like to produce other interview series in the future. I've had a lot of fun making this one, and I've enjoyed speaking with everyone who took part. The first interview will have been released alongside this introduction, an interview with Dr. Andrew Lind on Scottish royalism and the motivations for and methods of opposition to the covenanting regime. A full schedule of interviews can be found on social media as well as on the website, paxbritannica.info. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoy the series.
Hi. I'm Matt Albers, host of the Pirate History Podcast. The men and women of the Golden Age of Piracy are some of the most infamous and often misunderstood characters in all of human history. You know their names. Captain Morgan, Anne Bonny, Henry Avery, Mary Read, Captain Kidd, Blackbeard. But do you know their stories, their real stories? Every week over on the Pirate History Podcast, we explore the real lives of these pirates. We examine what made these pirates sail the high seas in search of plunder and adventure and revenge. The real stories are a lot more complex and a lot more interesting than the stories most of us have been told. If you'd like to hear the stories of the real men and women who went on the account and sailed under the black flag, join us on the Pirate History Podcast.
Some of us love history. Others used to or never did because history was presented as nothing but the rote memorization of names, dates, and facts. Basically, the story got left out, and that made history kind of suck. My name is Greg Jackson. I'm a university professor with a PhD in history, and bringing history to life is my passion. That's why I created my podcast, History That Doesn't Suck. I want to teach you everything you need to know about U.S. history, but I do so through stories. Let me tell you about George Washington begging his men not to mutiny against Congress, Clara Barton saving Union soldiers amid enemy fire, enslaved Frederick Douglass risking his life for liberty, and about so many other figures as their real experiences make industrialization, social movements, and even congressional debates and tax policy come to life. Subscribe to History That Doesn't Suck today, and join me, Professor Greg Jackson, every other week for a new episode, where I'd like to tell you a story.
Let Mysteries at Midnight be your destination for detective whodunits and captivating mystery stories. You'll hear classic stories like Sherlock Holmes, Agatha Christie's Poirot, and short tales from H.G. Wells, Charles Dickens, Edgar Allan Poe, and others. I'm Christopher, and I read these classic stories in the soothing style of a bedtime story, so you can listen to them in bed when you drift off to sleep. I also host the number one sleep podcast in the world called Sleep Cove, where millions drift off to meditations, hypnosis, and bedtime stories. We soon realized that listeners wanted to hear our mystery stories all in one place, so we created Mysteries at Midnight, where you can listen to all new tales every week. Search for Mysteries at Midnight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app, and follow and subscribe so you don't miss out on new episodes. So why don't you pick a story now? And can you guess the twist?
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.